Glasgow.
You haven't always been a wheelchair user, have you?
No, I was in the forces and I was known as the Big Big Man because I was a mega sportsman, footballer, boxer, swimmer, runner, and I represented not only the forces, but when I was younger, my country. Mm-hmm. So it was a unique experience to break your back in three places. And I've got a 50,000 pound titanium framework inside me, four rods, 80 to 85 bolts, plate top and bottom, wires and hooks, and breakage has got been caged, and as I say, 50,000 pounds, so I'm one of the first in the country. So I'm very good in security areas because they all charge after me. I set massive alarms off everywhere.
Now, this all comes at a price, doesn't it? Because you look great today. You look you look fit. You look full of the joys of spring. But life isn't always like that, is it?
No. You see, this is the magic bit. You look at it and you think, yeah, that fella really does look good. But with this framework, you imagine being on a cheese grater every day, not just one day in a million, but every day you live on morphine. Some days it can be just so yuck. Another day, well, yeah. And that is literally it, 24/7, 365. But you've got to keep your mental capacity, and that is keep smiling, because you don't want to be a victim, Eldred.
Let's talk about how this has affected your life, because you say you're a sportsman, you were working. Suddenly, all that is taken away. 6 years on, how reliant are you on benefits?
Oh, well, benefits is really my bread and butter. It's the fuel that comes into my tank. I really am dependent. I mean, even my transport is because I get the DLL motor component.
That's the disability living allowance,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, and I get the motability car, which I can change every 3 years. Now, when you take Essex as a whole, I mean, we're not like London, Sheffield or a major city. We don't have quantities of buses or transport to take wheelchair users. So having the car is the key. And of course, one of the major factors is the price of fuel. And how much is that really biting into our pocket?
Now, because of the cuts, and I presume this is because of government cuts, you're worried that some of these benefits you could be losing and many of them will be cut down. Which ones are you specifically most concerned about, Barry?
Well, we all know, and I'm saying we, the disability community in general, know there is movement to look at the DLA. We're going to get in 2013 a thing called PIP, which is replacing the DLA. Now, governments, whatever colour they are, say, we're not going to do it. But we all know what governments mean by we're not going to do it. And this is reason for the march. We want truth. The disability community, this is the first time they've all joined. Every charity has joined together. Enough is enough. Tell us the truth. Okay, you're telling us we're in the hard times. Okay, we're like everybody. We take it on the chin. But it seems to the disabled people, we're a little bit getting more punch than most chins.
Have decisions been made? Have you had any firm words as to what is going to happen, Barry, to your allowances?
No, it's again smokescreened. You know, obviously, somewhere in the civil service world, they've told ministers this. But again, it's a political dynamite. And like any politician, they try to fob us off. And this is why on Wednesday, we're just simply going up there to say, look, listen to our voice. Very seldom do disabled people get listened at. They get very patronised, but they're now going to see, at the moment, we're looking at 10,000. There's going to be a lot more. And we're going to say to the people in Parliament, just listen to our voice once. Don't look over us. Listen to us.
The way that the disability allowance is calculated is changing. The assessment process is changing,
yes,
isn't it? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, basically, what they're doing with this PIP idea is it's called to be like the doctors are getting their own money.
Yeah.
It's meaning we're going to be in control of our money. But, you know, that doesn't work that way. Somebody's going to make a decision on how much you get. And
so, in other words, you get your own budget.
Yeah.
And if you need carers to come in and
yep,
help you with washing, dressing,
yep,
whatever it may be, you are then responsible
for
doling out that money.
And what happens if you don't meet the target? Is there going to be a system that you can say, can I have a bit more? And what happens if somebody says then, you've got too much?